And doors, let the king. I wonder who those gates and doors are. So I heard in my spirit that God obviously called us out of darkness into the light. He gave us the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. He told us to go ye therefore, right? And as the Father sent me, Jesus said, I send you. The things I do, you'll do also. And you have to understand something, that all these promises aren't to the gifted, they're to the believer. And man, that's good news, guys. Because we all have the privilege of believing. Come on. And I'm telling you, that's right where the enemy would like to work, to keep your believer quenched down and keep you in unbelief. But every one of us sitting here has the privilege of believing. Every one of us. Okay? So this is real good, and all those promises are to the believer. There's a scripture that's just been in me. I haven't read it for a long time. I can't tell you if I've even preached on it in 10 years. I don't know, but it's in my heart, and I think we need to start there. Let's just go to James 5. And the word establishes in the scripture, and that's why we're taking a little time to teach right now, because we want to establish truth in our hearts. Then we're going to pray for anyone that needs prayer. And I want you to understand something about the gospel. When Jesus came and did what he did, it's the expression of who God is. God's mercy came on the earth. God is merciful and loving and kind, and that's why he sent his son in the state that we were all in. If you don't grasp that, you'll never appreciate the gospel. If you don't realize you have need of being forgiven of much, you'll never love much. And self-righteousness will kind of eat your lunch, and you'll just think you're not so bad. And the bottom line is, we all need the blood of Jesus. We've all